Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Podcast ads are the worst, right? Everyone hates them. You can get Saints Happy Hour ad-free by becoming a patron. That's right. Patrons get access to every show ad-free. No ads ever. You also get Breaking Saints News podcast, Saints player grades, early access to shows, and behind-the-scenes access. Plus, you get access to our Discord channel where you can talk Saints 24/7 in private with other Saints Happy Hour listeners. And you get our world-famous booze bundle with 4 swag items. Amazing. So sign up and never have to suffer through another ad again. Go to saintshappyhour.com. That's saintshappyhour.com and sign up today.
Is Sean Payton ruining the Saints offseason more and more every time he opens his mouth? His job search is going as well as the health of 49ers quarterbacks. Thomas, hit that intro.
Hey, fellas, this is Greg Williams, Dr. Heat. I get my ass ripped for having too many zero blitzes, and some of those I'd love to have back. But you're all shit on the podcast. I can't believe it. It pales what I do on a zero blitz in comparison to some of the bad life choices that Andrew, Ralph, Dave, and Kevin make. Are you kidding me? We can't make better choices on what we say and do and how we live our life, and now it's on podcasts? Let's get this shit straightened out, and let's do a better job for everybody out there who listens to that dumbass shit that you guys are talking about. Enjoy it. Signing off, Greg Williams.
All right, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Saints Happy Hour Podcast. We are live on Twitch. If you aren't, follow us on Twitch. And remember to subscribe to Saints Happy Hour wherever you get your podcasts. Smash that like button on YouTube. Also, become an annual patron at patreon.com/Saints Happy Hour. You get 2 months for free. We have the limited Boys Are Back edition cup as a gift for any new patrons, new annual patrons at any level. Thanks to April, Don, and Chi, all signed up this week. Appreciate you guys. Our off-season MVP contest is underway. Anyone who donates any amount during the show each week gets entered into a drawing on April 17th and gets a Saints season survival mugs, 2 of them for the 2023 season, and Lord knows you will need them. Person who donates the most each week gets entered into our drawing on April 17th to do their own mock Saints draft with us on their own daily episode of the podcast. And the person who donates the most each week gets to have a 30-second video of themselves giving their Saints hot take the following week. Thomas, do we have any videos this week?
No video from King Dizzy. Speaking of King Dizzy, he just gifted a tier 1 gift sub.
Making it rain.
And also, thanks, Budwich, for a 60-month streak tier 1 sub, too. And he says, Senior Bowl week, scout time.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay.
Budwich is the master scouter.
Everybody, what are you drinking? I'm drinking Miller High Life. It's great to help with bronchitis.
Yeah, I'm sure that's really just what the doctor ordered.
Yeah.
Okay, we are still in January, which means...
Oh my God, here we go.
Loser Andrew is still not drinking.
That's
You've
me.
Got like 1 day left, Andrew. You've got yeah. 1 day left. I am drinking... I'm about to finish up Ghost in the Machine in the can, which is like a very fresh... canned last week, but I'm about to open up a Bell's Hop Slam Ale. This is actually with honey, though it might be enticing to you.
Ooh, I need it,
Ralph,
with the bronchitis.
But this is super, super, super hoppy. It's got 10% alcohol, and it's like it was one of the first national beers to like start a craze, like was hard to get, and people would line up outside of beer stores on release day to get this beer. Now you can just go where you want and get it. But
so,
Andrew, wait, before you start, Andrew wanted me to ask at the top of the show, specifically, Andrew, what's the most annoying thing about Ralph?
So, dude, he does this probably like once a month, every 6 weeks or so. We'll be texting back and forth, and then, you know, we'll be like batting around ideas or whatever. And then I'll say something, and then I'll see what I texted him
on a tweet
in a tweet by Ralph, you know, like that's right. later that afternoon.
He steals your content.
I'll text him a thought, and then like I'll just be scrolling on Twitter, and I'm like, oh, that's what I just said to Ralph.
That's right,
like 2 hours ago. And so today,
why are you friends with him?
Today, Dave,
kind of a listen
to this, is so classic. Today we're texting about something, and I'm just like, man, he had texted me like he predicted that Sean Payton was gonna on Sunday be on Fox, and he was gonna say like, I'm coming back to Fox, perfect opportunity. And I was like, you know, Ralph, like we were talking today, and I was telling Ralph, I was like, dude, that was a great idea. Like, I'm surprised that Payton didn't take advantage of that opportunity, because now it feels like then he could control the media and be like, you know, guys, that's I interview right. with four teams, but like, I love Fox and I'm coming back. But now, like, if he doesn't get any of these jobs and then he goes back to Fox, it kind of looks like no one wanted him. So like, I'm surprised he didn't get ahead of that. And I was saying that to Ralph. And then this evening, like right before I'm about to go on the tennis court, I get a text from Nick Underhill. It's to me and Ralph. And I hadn't been on Twitter, so I hadn't seen this. But it's what I said to Ralph in a tweet sent to me from Nick Underhill.
That's right.
With Ralph copied. And he's like, you know, Ralph, this is actually a really great point. So it Nick was. Underhill texted me
was.
Telling
was.
Me how great of an idea Ralph just conjured up. And I'm like, what the fuck, man? That was me that said that.
You know, I would feel bad. I would feel bad if I had any shame at all, but I don't. But I don't.
So I tell Nick, I'm like, I said that. He stole that and then tweeted it. And then Nick responds, great idea, Ralph.
But I'm just, you got
to listen. I'm a thief. Like what? I stole your draft pick in the this is on you. You should know better.
By the way,
you should know better.
Well, no,
you should know better.
I have a question. By the way, we're already on a great track to keeping this a nice tight short show tonight.
That's right.
I'm the only one who doesn't give a shit how long we run, so it's on you guys. But my question is okay, you guys have been friends obviously for, you know, we've been friends for about the same amount of time, 10, 12, 15 years, whatever. Now, obviously, it's fine that Ralph pulls this shit now and you're okay with it and you've seen it, but the first that he did that, did that not give you pause and be like, wait a minute, maybe I should be texting this guy some of my best stuff because he's just going and stealing this shit. Like, was there like an argument the first time this happened or some kind of conversation?
Do you have it like,
you just let it roll over and that's why Ralph keeps doing it now because you never confronted him to begin with?
It progressed. You know, at first, Dave, at first it was just his WWL articles. At first, you know, like,
he was stealing your shit and putting in his articles?
Every once in a while, he would like some idea and he would work it into his articles. And sometimes he'd mention me, other times not. But I'm like, you know, articles are tough, and I get it. So I'm like, he needs content. It's all good.
Here we go.
But you're right. I let it slide. I didn't call him out on it.
So it's your fault.
So finally, Ross like, oh, I can get away with this. He
That's
doesn't
right.
care. And
Give
so now
an he's take a fucking
firing
mile.
Tweets left That's and right. right. You know, now he has no, you know, no restraint.
Andrew, think of it as helping the crippled people in the world, right? Think of it as helping. And here's the thing, man. Like, it's a struggle. I gotta get content out there. And for like, you should know better. Like, anything that like pops in my head is liable to be on Twitter. Well, think
Dave,
of all the
Dave,
tweets you stop me.
If you ever come up, Dave, with something that you think is genius, it is not safe with Ralph. If you tell him before you put it out there, he will recycle it faster than you can.
That's why I always, whenever I get a good idea, I tweet it and then I text you guys.
But yeah, but Andrew, hold that under the vest.
What about all the tweets that you've stopped me from doing?
That's true.
I know. I said a few weeks ago that I would pay good money just to take a sneak at your tweet drafts folder to see the stuff that you stopped mid-tweet and said, that might be a bad idea. Because after seeing the stuff you do put out there.
Ralph himself all the time, but when I tell him stuff, he's like, I'm firing this out immediately.
Yeah, I mean, I made a mistake the other day. I searched myself on Twitter. Lord have mercy. Lord.
You're a nut.
They got people that have
that
blocked me.
That is stupid.
They block me. They must have like accounts that they just use to follow me, and I have screenshots of me. I'm like, that dude blocks me. How does he know? And then, but
what do?
Know.
You search Ralph Malbro?
Yeah. Oh. And it. Whew.
That's a very Junior Gillette move.
It is.
It always blew my mind that I would tweet Junior Gillette and that he would respond like,
I mean, it's a bad move.
I wouldn't tag him. I would just write his name and he would respond immediately.
It was a bad move. I don't recommend it, kids. It's not good for your health. Speaking of not good, Dave, Sean Payton, he's botched this entire search for his next coaching job. Worse than me trying to pronounce a Saints draft pick's name or figure out which car will quarterback the Saints in 2023. Sean Payton, he's botching this. He's botching himself for a coaching job, and he's botching our draft picks.
Well, he had the orange tie.
A little botchy.
He was wearing the orange tie and pocket square on the Fox pre-show yesterday. So I think Den confirmed. I think that's our confirmation. That's his little dog.
Dude, I'm telling you right now.
That's his little apology to Condoleezza for acting up during the meeting. He's saying, give me a second chance. Give me a second interview.
I want Benjamin Albright to get crushed. Like, I'm at the point now where, like, the Saints hire, I'm sorry, if Denver hires Sean Payton, I almost want it more for the grief that Albright's going to get, like, than the compensation the Saints will get. At this point, like, the Saints' benefit is completely secondary.
Well,
Benjamin Albright getting crushed.
To Dave's point, Condoleezza Rice, she is very familiar with being in an administration that screws over New Orleans. I'm just going to leave that there. So, Andrew.
No, I want to talk. I kind of have. We were talking before we got on air here, and I think I'm in the minority as far as Benjamin Albright is concerned. And I didn't have time to get on the actual spaces when we did it. The other night, but I did listen to it because I was actually very interested in.
Did you hear the bots?
What he had to say.
Oh, the bots. Jesus.
Did you stay long enough to hear the bots?
No, I didn't. I didn't. Oh. I stayed long enough to hear Benjamin, and then he lagged off, and then that was it. I didn't want to listen
and
to
the
you guys
or from the Middle
or
Eastern
any
bots.
Of our fans. I'll have to go back and listen. But, I'll just defend him as far as you guys are concerned, because, okay, you guys are, and Andrew, you said this before we went on, you're actually now wanting the Broncos to take Payton and the draft picks. You don't even want the Saints to get the draft picks anymore, just so you can shove it in Benjamin Albright's face.
I want the picks. I'm just saying it's kind of secondary.
Right. We're New Orleans, man. New Orleans, we're petty as hell.
That's right. Like, now, okay, my whole thing is, like, Benjamin Albright has never said that Sean Payton will not be the next head coach of the Broncos. What he has said, and I feel like he clarified this, and I feel like you guys just aren't listening. I mean, what I understood from it is he's saying that he is not even in like the top two or three.
That's right.
Of their candidates.
That's right.
So Payton could still become head coach of the Denver Broncos because no other better options for the Broncos, but that's wouldn't necessarily make Albright wrong because he's all saying is like he's not options. It doesn't mean they're not going to stop. It means went south for the Broncos and they're hire the guy they necessarily really want.
By the way, I was gonna thank the patrons for your dongle blows. Yeah, I was gonna thank the patrons. For allowing us to get Dave a new dongle and how his internet and made his internet better, but he got the new dongle, but I don't know if the internet's better. Here's the thing.
Damn it.
So bad.
What little thing I had going there too.
Andrew, what's worse? No draft picks because Sean Payton stays at Fox, or having to deal with 18 weeks of Jay Glazer in the fall leaking Sean Payton is seriously thinking of returning to the Saints in 2024.
I mean,
what's worse?
All of the above, both. Yes. I mean, all of that sounds horrible. You know, I understood about 17% of what Dave said there, but yeah.
Understood, or didn't hear? Which one?
Both. But I Albright, I think subsequently, you know, he said it was going in, D'Amico Ryans was going to the Texans. It was leaning that way. And so now the Broncos are going to pivot to like the other candidates. And this is after he came on the spaces. And I said, so is Sean Payton in the mix now? And he wrote back, no.
Right.
So, I mean, that was kind of more like straight up, the Broncos aren't getting Payton. So yeah. I don't know. The only thing about it, Dave, is that like he is so dug in. And to the point where, like, he's bringing up Eichengate.
Yeah.
He's bringing up off-the-field concerns. Like, he's going on a full, like, character assassination campaign.
Yeah.
And, like, he is freaking dug in. And it's just like, dude, all you have to do is be the meteorologist that says 10% chance of rain, right? You don't have to go all the way to zero. Just say it's, like, unlikely. That's all you got to do.
I agree with you. And I do think, I don't know. I feel like I vaguely remember seeing a reference to Vicodin in one of his tweets. I don't know what the context was, but I agree with you. It's definitely unwise, again, in the offense that Payton does come to Denver. Very unwise to put yourself on Payton's bad side right off the bat. As a member of the media, he will freeze your ass out. He will do whatever he needs to do to make your job miserable, your life a living hell.
If he goes to Denver now, like,
yeah,
the worst part of it is not the heat that Benjamin Albright's gonna get on Twitter. Like, his job, he's like, you just said it, like,
he
Sean
works
Payton
for the flagship of the Broncos.
Yeah. I know, and it's gonna make,
like, I just,
right, which means Payton
would
come in,
nuke your chances at any scoop.
Payton would come in, he would put pressure on the flagship station, and he would be like, look, if you want any kind of coverage or good stuff, you got to get rid of this guy. Otherwise, I'm not giving you anything, and you guys are going to be irrelevant, blah, 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 blah. And he will do that.
He will absolutely do that.
I mean, I just, like, not that we're a Broncos podcast, and deep down we don't care about Benjamin Albright. It baffled me in a sense of, I know you guys say leave the door open, like, that was easy, but I just don't understand, like, why did he feel the need to do character assassination? Like, I don't understand that part at all.
I mean, I think deep down, Albright does not, just personally does not like Payton.
It seems like that, yeah.
Okay, but like...
By the way, Dave, did you notice that Ralph has brought his camera level down a little bit to where we both see Benjamin Albright's fat head in the top right? And we've
right
got
above
a little
Stanley
peek
Jean
in the bottom
Plantiste.
Left. We got Stanley Jean Plantiste.
Stanley Jean Plantiste is back because Houston will be under 50 degrees, which means all my wife's tropical plants come inside.
Where's Drew Leaves? Is Drew Leaves inside?
Drew Leaves is dead. Speaking of speaking of quarterbacks that are dead.
I don't want to, but I have other thoughts on the whole Payton thing. Are we moving
on? Go ahead.
Are we still talking about Payton? Well, I don't know. I don't know if I speak for you guys. I don't know if I speak for Houdat Nation Saints fans out there, but like every time I think about the Payton situation, which is like every hour, I would say, like at work, like I know I'm not you guys. I'm not Ralph or
you're very busy
Andrew.
At work.
I have things to do. I do have things that need to get done. But it still does come across my mind every hour or so. Usually it's when Ralph or Andrew or Kevin is texting me or something like that. But it just seems like every time I think about it, I have a different feeling about it. Like at noon,
Kevin
I'm
says
like,
you speak for no one.
Okay. Well, that's
he's
fair.
In the chat. Hey, Kevin.
That's fair. Like at noon, I'm feeling like, oh, Peyton's got the upper hand and this is good. Like I'm like, well, you know what? Andrew's right. Like nobody's been signed yet. So that's got to be a good sign. But then at 1 o'clock, 1:15 rolls around, and I'm like, well, you know, let's look at Sean's resume. Like, he hasn't really done that much. He's just won a Super Bowl. And then 2:45, I'm like, yeah, but for 40 years, the Saints were nothing. And he totally.
And I want the third pick, Arizona. I want the third pick.
I mean, maybe he only won one Super Bowl, but it's more than Super Bowls. He totally turned our franchise around. You know, he changed the culture. Like, that's worth more than that's there's no value you can put on that. Then 4 o'clock. And I'm like, well, I don't know. How come I don't have somebody? It's just like, but I just like just throughout the day, I am constantly thinking different things and my opinion is changing. And I have no real sense on this. I have no idea what is going to happen, when it's going to happen. Oh, and 4:30 or 5:30, and dinner time, and it's like, well, like he could just keep working and go back to television and wait out his contract, and then he won't have to worry about Mickey Loomis and Saints compensation and that negotiations at least a little bit easy. Hey, what kind of that's trying to rebuild wants to give up a lot of capital like that?
Dave. You like now what you've just described.
Yeah, is Ralph's text message chain.
Like, imagine if that happened to you every day on every Saints topic, and that would make you Ralph.
Yeah, like every hour, but chop it down to every 15 minutes.
Oh, Ralph's pants just got tighter.
But
it's wild, but I mean, like, I could seriously make a list of why I can make a list, two lists. I can make a list of why Sean Payton is going to definitely be traded and going to be coaching next season. I can make an equally long list that says why Sean Payton definitely is not going to be signed and blah, blah, blah. It's like, you can go either way.
Fuck my audio. Well, here's the thing, final thing, and then we'll move on to another topic. Is with Sean Payton, what happens with him is going to set the mood for how we feel about the Saints offseason entirely, Andrew. Oh, yeah. I'm convinced of it.
Absolutely.
Like, if we don't get anything, he ends up going back to Fox, we'll be like, God damn it, we don't have picks. What are we going to do at quarterback and blah, blah, blah. But even if he goes to Arizona or goes to Denver and they get pick, you know, 30 from San Francisco, right? That's the pick Denver. They get pick 30, and even like it's 30 and a third rounder next year, we'll feel so much better. Like, that's why I need him to get a job, because I want Saints fans to be happy. I want to be optimistic about the offseason, and I feel like it's entirely tied to Sean Payton.
Yeah, it is tied. It's 100% entirely tied. Verbal meme, Anakin Skywalker and Queen Amidala sitting in the field. And Queen Amidala saying,
"I don't even know what that means." But
you don't know that mean Queen Amidala
shit,
saying,
Andrew, come on, yeah,
and Queen Amidala saying, "Mickey Loomis has a plan B in case Sean Payton back to Fox for a year, right? He has a plan B for when Mickey Loomis goes back to Fox, right?
Right?
Like, I'm assuming, I'm really hoping like that there's a secondary plan for next offseason as far as."
The plan is alcohol and a good cry, Dave. That's that's plan B.
Red wine and rum raisin ice cream and a good Shirley Temple film.
I was going to say wine and some Mountain Dew flavor.
So here's the thing.
By the way, when are you doing your Mountain Dew shot?
Dude, I'm not drinking yet. We got to wait next week. Next week.
Well, next week. So here's the thing. Andrew,
Kevin's not
Broncos
here,
country. Let's go.
So Andrew took shots at me because I steal his texts and turn them into social media content because I have no shame and I need the likes. I admit it fully.
Podcast ads are the worst, right? Everyone hates them. You can get Saints Happy Hour ad-free by becoming a patron. That's right. Patrons get access to every show ad-free. No ads ever. You also get breaking Saints news podcast, Saints player grades, early access to shows, and behind the scenes access. Plus, you get access to our Discord channel where you can talk Saints 24/7 in private with other Saints Happy Hour listeners. And you get our world famous booze bundle with 4 swag items. Amazing. So sign up and never have to suffer through another ad again. Go to saintshappyhour.com. That's saintshappyhour.com and sign up today.
But I also want to say this about Andrew. Andrew is plugged in. He knows things about the Saints. And he had a juicy, juicy story about Jameis that he's been holding all year, all season. And he told me, he said, if you tell anyone this, I will murder you. I will murder you. And he tweeted it out over the weekend. But here's the thing. Andrew is not built for Saints Twitter Thunderdome. And he tweets out controversial things. And then he's like, oh, no. I don't know if that was a good idea.
I want to get these texts that when you first find them out. If you are trusting Big Mouth Ralph, who steals your, you just admitted,
I know,
you just admitted to Ralph stealing your text message, and you're sharing the sensitive information, and I don't get in on this. This is ridiculous.
I'll copy you next time. I promise.
So I'm not even on the Twitter.com. You don't even have to worry about me. You know.
So Andrew tweeted out.
Trust you more than Ralph.
Dave. He tweeted out, prior to his impending release, I've been told Jameis Winston was given the opportunity to start, yet refused against the Rams. And like for like a good 2 hours before the next Sean Payton rumor came along, Saints Twitter was ablaze at Andrew, just everything at you.
Andrew, time to post some of the replies on the screen here.
But Andrew,
I muted the thread. I was just like, I can't do this.
I love this. Thomas came immediately, wrote up the meme, the Anakin Queen Amidala meme. Mickey has a plan, right? Right. Good job, Thomas. But, extra sopressata for you this week.
But Andrew, I think this was an interesting development. Obviously, you waited until you had this locked in 100%. You kind of thought you were, not that you were unsure, but you were like, I can't tweet it out until I'm 100%. You got that confirmation, whatever you needed, and it's out there. And
multiple sources.
Multiple sources. And like, it's like, we knew it was over for Jameis when they just kept Andy Dalton in, but this is like the official end. Like there's no Jameis Winston on the Saints in 2023. It's over, done, dusted.
Who gets a job first, Sean Payton or Jameis Winston?
Oh my God, that's crazy.
I hope Sean Payton.
God,
please.
In the NFL, I should say. Payton does have a job.
But Andrew, I think it speaks this Jameis Winston. You know, at first you're like, well, God damn, how can he not go into play? But like his trust with DA and that whole situation was kind of, it wasn't good. You know, I'm not defending him not playing against the Rams, but it was like the whole situation with him and DA was broken beyond repair.
Some people took it as like Jameis character assassination, but no, I think it's more complicated.
Some people maybe.
Jameis one,
maybe one, of, maybe that might be one of one, maybe.
Yeah, he definitely came at me, but you know, I don't know that I look. I think on some level, like you get an opportunity that's kind of unforgivable, you know. But on the other hand, he tried to play injured. Some promises were made. At least Jameis thought so. He felt double crossed. He felt like he was betrayed, and then there was like a lack of trust in his relationship between him and Dennis Allen. And you know, it was at a point where I think in the Rams game, four offensive linemen were out. He was still hurt, his back, his foot. And so, you know, like there were some things that happened behind closed doors from what I understand. And you know, it's there was a lot of people that said like, can you blame him? And on some level I'm like, well, not really, you know? So I don't know. It's tough. I mean, one thing that's clear is, and obviously we should all see this, is Jameis and the Saints are done. Like the only way Jameis had a shot of staying was if DA was fired. I can't see them coexisting. But for those of you that have constantly been like, why is Andy Dalton still the guy? Like, I just think after that went down, it's like, all right, Andy's the guy, we're rolling with Andy and that's it. And so that's why he played in week 18 when the season was over. And that's a lot of people ask the question, why?
No, you right. Don't. And this kind of jives with, wasn't it, it was Jameis who said earlier in this that he was upset about like didn't he make a comment about how like he thought his job like when you're like your job's gonna be there when you
yeah
what, right. what was what yeah, was I, the what was the comment
you can't lose your job because of injury
yeah right so this kind of jives with that like I think he felt like well he want maybe I guess he didn't feel like he was healthy enough to start for the Rams game when he was offered to play later in the season. I guess he felt like maybe then
that happened after Dennis Allen. I'm going to say it was like 3 or 4 weeks before that. Dennis Allen came out and publicly
what week was the Rams game?
Can't remember off the top of my head. It was later in the season, but Dennis Allen said like maybe 3 or 4 weeks before that game, Andy Dalton had played pretty well. You know, they won a couple games, lost a couple games, but Andy Dalton was playing pretty well. And Dennis Allen goes on the mic and he says, Jameis Winston is now healthy to play. We're going with Andy. Right. And it was just kind of like, whoa.
Huh?
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Like what, why'd you feel the need to say that? And so I don't know if you remember this, Dave, but then Jameis had a one-on-one with Nick Underhill and he had this article and he said, I'm not healthy. I don't know why that was said, but like, I'm still dealing with the back. I'm still dealing with the foot. And then later in a press conference, like Dennis Allen kind of admitted like, yeah, he's still dealing with some stuff. Like on some level, like he's probably going to be dealing with it the rest of the year. Like he's not going to be healthy all year. So it kind of like it contradicted what he had said earlier. So like Dennis Allen did not handle this well.
Well, no, yeah. Dennis Allen handles logistics like Ralph handles foreign names. It's pretty bad.
God damn. Just
from the top rope,
Ralph can't even say Derek Carr. It doesn't have to be foreign.
Catching strays from the jump on this episode. God damn.
Thank you, Tiger Saint, for your donation, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, by the way, it was also, I did get a good laugh on our podcast text chain. It was the question was asked last night, grip strength, better grip strength, Brock Purdy or Ralph Malbro?
Yeah. It was there. So Dr. Thomas dropped a 400.
Who throws a better fastball right now, Ralph or Brock Purdy?
Man, probably Brock Purdy. Dr. Thomas dropped like a 400 word Discord post of like explaining that, like, if you have weak grip strength, you die young.
What?
Thanks, Dr. Thomas. That was real nice of you. I'm just catching strays all night. Kevin's like direct strays my ass. This is a direct shot. That's correct. they're just beating on the cripple. It's just, you know, it's the off season. What do you want?
This comes from the heart.
But final thing on Jameis is, do you think
we'll always have Atlanta? Thank
we'll
you.
We'll always have Atlanta.
Thank you, Jameis, for one. I mean, I think just that's going to be my takeaway memory from this entire, what we're 3 years in now on this whole thing.
I figured you would pick that because the Hail Mary is so commonplace.
Correct.
How could that be? No,
correct.
The win against Atlanta made our live show so much more fun.
Yeah,
like we had the cake. Like I'll love Jameis forever.
A first half meaningless Hail Mary doesn't really do it for me. So sorry,
I
mean, Andrew.
I still have forever this memory of Saints fans standing on tables in the concourse, ushering Falcons fans out to the
game. Oh yeah, you were at the game. That's right. Yeah. You were at
that game.
And
my son is just standing there taking it all in.
Yeah.
It's just like people just standing and go, Who dat? Get out of here. Get out of your own stadium. Like it was like a amazing scene like I have never seen before.
So Thomas, give us an update on
Jameis for first round draft pick since we're not getting anything for Sean. Is that possible?
That's right. Thomas, can you give us an update on the donations? Where are we on the MVP chase?
Budridge is still in the lead with only 500 bits, so it's easy to take the lead, guys.
That's right. So,
but one thing, Ralph, that I'll say real quick, and Jerry says,
the podcast sounded less annoying without all the ding, bang, bang,
bang, bang, like a
Vegas casino.
Mute Dave. The support, Dave, purchased your dongle.
There we go.
You got a quality dongle now.
Thank God, Dave, patrons.
And it ain't doing shit. So
that's not the patron's fault. That's Amazon's fault. It's probably your fault for not working it correct.
Thank you, Buttrich.
Patrons, you can have your money.
No, Jerry said I hated the way the Saints treated Jameis. And you know, like, yeah, right. I hear that.
Jerry, one of one.
But I'll also say, like, this whole thing has just been so complicated. Like, I don't blame Jameis for playing. I know he had regrets for playing on the Heinz, but like, I don't really blame DA and Jameis for trying week two, because he had just played against Atlanta and he found a way to be really effective in the fourth quarter and win that game despite the broken back. So you try to run it back. And, you know, as we've said on other podcasts, like, if it works and you figure out how to play well enough to win with an injury, you're a hero. You're a warrior. And if your play is subpar and you lose because of the injury, no one gives you an excuse for that. So you're just a dog, right? You're terrible. So I just think it's a fine line. It's a catch 22. And like, it's just a shitty circumstance all around, you know? But yes, I do think Dennis Allen handled it poorly, and he contributed to the unrest and the difficulties, but look, he made a decision. Like, Andy was playing, felt like he was playing better. He made a decision to go there, and he believed, I guess, that gave his team the best chance to win. So this is what it is.
All right. I need to congratulate the Falcons for hiring the guy to run their defense who ran the most underwhelming part of the entire 2022 Saints. That would be defensive line coach Ryan Nielsen. He's now defensive coordinator for Atlanta.
Well, to be fair,
Saints Twitter freaked out about this, but I'm like, I'm not stressed about it. Like, the Saints defensive line was garbage.
Yeah.
And like,
I don't know why this would upset anybody. This was a blip on my radar. But I will say in Atlanta's defense, you know, maybe they've got a little more talent along the defensive line than, say, Peyton Turner and Marcus Davenport.
Do they?
I don't know.
Grady. What is that? Grady Jarrett's like 50 years old.
I'm not going to weigh in on Ryan Nielsen too much. If you want to hear my thoughts, Ralph and I did a whole podcast on the Jameis thing.
Become a patron.
So if you become a patron, you can listen to our podcast where I talk all about the Jameis Winston thing that we just mentioned. I give all my thoughts about Ryan Nielsen as well. So if you're interested in kind of the deep dive there, we have a whole podcast on it. Become a patron and you can listen to it.
One question that we didn't really address on that podcast that I want you to ask, and then we'll move it along, Andrew. Chris Richards was co-defensive coordinator. He interviewed in Carolina. He interviewed in Miami. Vic Fangio, they said he was going to Miami, but then they're like, whoa, 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 that's on hold. He ain't gone anywhere yet, because they're thinking that he might want to go to San Francisco because D'Amico Ryans could be the coach of Houston, and then Vic Fangio could slide right in there. So my question to you is, does this make it more likely that the Saints can keep Richards? Because I'm not really worried about Ryan Nielsen, but if you're like, DA, you got to get a run game coordinator, a tight ends coach, a defensive line coach, and a secondary coach, and a quarterback. Like, that's a lot to do for that man that's barely got to, you know, he's got to get the straight flush to keep his job in 2024. It's just a lot for him to do.
Well, I know it's a lot, but I have good news. He doesn't have to hire an offensive coordinator because he's keeping Pete Carmichael. So
we're
good there, Ralph. Don't worry. It's good. It's good. No, you're right. It's a lot. And yeah, Chris Richard would be a really tough loss because, yes, Saints fan 85, you're asking, is he the sole DC? I mean, he is until he leaves. The problem is, any team can poach him as long as they make him the play-calling defensive coordinator, because Dennis Allen is the play caller on defense. Technically, a defensive coordinator job somewhere else, if they give him the play-calling duties, would not be a lateral move. It would be an upgrade in title. So he is allowed to leave under those circumstances.
Dave, I would like that.
I think losing both of your co-defensive coordinators would definitely be bad. Now, at the end of the day, Dennis Allen is a good defensive coach. Like, that's not the side of the ball that we have problems on. So it would suck to lose both, but Between the two, between Nielsen and Richard, Richard's the one I would want to keep because the secondary was excellent all year long. And they got better as the season progressed. And the work that he did with Alante Taylor was significant. I thought Tyrann Mathieu, who really struggled earlier in the year, got a lot better. So, you know, to me, that versus the run defense, which I think cratered and went really backwards. And Ryan Nielsen was the one that was responsible for game planning, kind of the run plan. And Richard was the secondary plan. So between the two, I mean, it's clear who had a better season. And so that's the one I would like to keep. So hopefully he stays.
I'll say something nice about Dennis Allen. And that is that as much as I don't think that he's really head coach material, that he's a leader, that he's a good, that he's got managerial, that he has top managerial qualities. I really don't think that about him. But what I do think that he is a great defensive mind. He was a great defensive coordinator. And so I would very much like to think that at the very least, he will be, he knows and can identify other good defensive coaches. And as long as he's allowed to hire those defensive coaches, I would at least trust him to make a good decision in that regard. That's me saying nice things. And, that's as far as I will go. I would have concerns about once this new defensive coach is in the building, you know, whether they're going to buy into DA and listen to DA, you know, that's another story altogether, but yeah, I do trust his.
It is interesting how like Ryan Nielsen, and I know his responsibilities changed a little bit this year, but he's been a defensive line guy, and it felt like he was getting a lot of mileage out of the defensive linemen in previous seasons. And I don't know if it was his role change or whatever, but to me, you go up and down the defensive line, I felt like everybody, with the exception of maybe Carl Granderson, you know, Cam dipped a little bit. Davenport was awful. Peyton Turner did nothing. Shy Tuttle was worse. Onyemata was worse. If you go up and down the line, every dude was worse this year.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Street was a miss in free agency.
Yeah.
I have a random question. And this is for Andrew. Offensive coordinator. You know, Zach Schrieff has been with the team many, many years as a player. He's been with the team now a few years as a coach, remained in the organization as an announcer. Is there any desire, do we think, for Zach Schrieff to elevate himself up the coaching ladder to be offensive coordinator? Head coach, that kind of stuff. Does he have those aspirations?
First of all, Ralph, I thought, and is Dave jumping out of order here? Shouldn't he wait for finger guns to be asking me these kind of questions?
That's but, right.
I guess you're on the show, so I'll let you get away with that. You know, you're supposed to wait your turn, but I guess you pulled rank. Look, he got into coaching and he's all in now. This isn't like I don't think Zach is I think he'd be comfortable with me saying this. I don't think he's like, I'm just doing this to be with the Saints. He's right. Made a career choice.
He gave up a Supreme Court level.
Right. He could have done that.
Security job. Like he could have been Saints play by play guy.
Right, sure.
He's like what? Like 35, Andrew?
Yeah.
He could have done the Saints play by play if he was
a bit older,
relatively healthy till he was 70.
Right,
so, he gave up a great freaking job that, by the way, had a ladder to bigger and better things. Like,
I think a lot of NFL players like struggle just post NFL career with like what resonates for them, what gives them passion showing up to work every day. And I know with Zach, I mean, like, I'm not going to speak for him, but I think that, you know, it's tough. Like, he had a job that was difficult, that was challenging, that was fun, but I just don't think he ever felt like he felt like he was guessing a lot, and he wasn't really, while he was trying to speak knowledgeably about the subject, Again, I'm not speaking for him, but I think he felt like it was a little dishonest in the sense that, like, when he was in the locker room and he was part of the game plan, he knew exactly what was going on. And now, even though he knew 80% of the guys on the team and the coaches, like, he wasn't in it. He wasn't in the game plan. He didn't really know. He was just talking about it like he did. So that's very different, I think, from being a coach. And so, Dave, I do. I mean, look, he's an assistant offensive line coach. He's not even the offensive line coach. That's Doug Marrone. So
yeah,
he's got a couple pegs steps to jump up before he can get to offensive coordinator. But I do think absolutely that this is a career choice that he's made, and he would potentially leave New Orleans. Like if Sean Payton were to get a job somewhere and call him, and he was like, Zach, I want you to be my offensive line coach. That might be an opportunity that would make him leave New Orleans. I don't know, but like that would be a step up from where he's at now. And you have to consider it.
I don't even see him leaving New Orleans. I don't know. I just
we'll see.
We
can't have Zach leave New Orleans. Zach is a great friend of the program, and we can't have it.
I just kind of
just to reassure you, like as far as I know, he's very all happy. Right.
I just for some reason I just kind of always assumed like he'd just keep climbing the ladder in New Orleans, like regardless of who the coach is. And I know that's crazy. Like
we know how coaching goes. Like you hire a new coach and anybody can get fired, you know?
All right. So now we have the most important thing we've ever done in this podcast.
Here we go.
Ever.
Can I go ahead?
We had ChatGPT, which is an AI program system that can write anything you want. It can interact with you. It can talk to you. We had it write us an exclusive Angry Sean Payton leaving to Arizona poem. Not only that, we requested a dramatic reading from Irish Kevin, who couldn't be here tonight, but sent us a video all the way from Ireland to do a dramatic reading of our ChatGPT poem. Thomas, do you have that poem ready to go?
Yes, sir.
Hit it.
All right, I'm going to read this here poem. So here we go. Anger and betrayal, that's what we feel. Sean Payton, you left us without a deal. A coach who led us to glory and fame, but now you're gone and it's not the same. You left a city that you loved so, for a team that you could never know. The passion and heart of the Houdat Nation, you traded it all for a new sensation. JFK said change is a law of life, but this change cuts like a sharpened knife. You promised to bring us more championships, but you left us with nothing but empty promises. Now that just doesn't rhyme there. What kind of poem is that? It's supposed to be AABB rhyme scheme, and you got championships and promises that don't rhyme. Anyway, we'll never forget the Super Bowl win, but it's tarnished now by your departure sin. You'll always be remembered as a traitor. Sean Payton, you'll never be a true saint forever. AABB rhyme scheme, man. Doesn't traitor in forever? Who wrote this? You gotta catch up there. That wasn't Flannery O'Connor. You left us in the dust without a goodbye, but we'll move on and watch our team fly high. You may have a new team, but you'll never have our love. Sean Payton, you'll be nothing but a memory forever above. The end.
We gotta get... You know what my takeaway from this whole thing is we gotta get Kevin a girlfriend because he needs some style changes, some fashion changes.
He needs someone that dresses him in the morning.
Yeah.
I feel like ChatGPT, it won't be a weekly segment, but I feel like anytime anything big happens with the Saints, we need to write a poem.
I'm impressed that ChatGPT dropped Houdat Nation in there.
It did. It's just when we were trying to get it to the AI. The thing is, I kept trying to have it reference the no call, but it didn't understand. If I had mentioned Bill Vinovich, I think he would understand.
That's exactly what I was going to say, because that's what we were talking about before we went on. But that just gave me the idea, like, I would just love to see them write a poem about Bill Vinovich.
yeah, that'd be like, good.
And don't give it no other keywords. Just say, write a poem about Bill Vinovich. And I would be curious to see whether the poem just naturally takes on like a negative, like, fuck you tone to it. I'm serious. Like, I wonder if there's enough negative stuff on the internet about Bill Vinovich that if you just tell it to write a poem about Bill Vinovich, most of it would be negative, because that's most of what it would find.
That's right.
On the internet.
Speaking of Bill Vinovich, I want to say this real quick. Speaking of Bill Vinovich, if you watch Cincinnati, Kansas City yesterday, I cannot believe that Cincinnati was not the Saints last night. I can't believe it. I can't believe they lost a game with that kind of officiating and it wasn't the Saints on the receiving end of it. Like, for the Saints, like, they were given an extra down.
Yeah.
And then on that down, they threw a penalty to give it an automatic first down.
That was so Saintsy.
That was the Saintsiest thing I've ever seen.
An extra down is like as egregious as the no call. Like, that's there has to be some kind of protocol in play. Like,
they got an extra down.
They should get to replay this game or something. Like, this is ridiculous. And let me tell you something. Look, on Championship Sunday for the AFC and NFC Championship, there are six teams that take the field. Okay. There's the four teams that play football, and there are the two officiating teams. And the two officiating teams, just like the Super Bowl, officiating teams are supposed to be the ones who are the best throughout the season, who have the best call, you know, whatever. They're judged by their peers. They have these, you know, whatever. They have tests and all that kind of stuff. These guys, when you get to these games, you're supposed to have the better officiating crews, the better officiating teams, and they keep these guys together. Well, actually, no, that's not true. They don't. That's the problem. Actually, I think what we saw yesterday was the same problem of what we saw for the no call. Don't they combine? Like, in other words, for the Rams Saints game, the no call game, Bill Vinovich was not with his normal
regular crew. Right? It's all star crew, which never made any sense to me.
Exactly, and so I think that's the problem here: is you've got guys who don't work together and they don't have that chemistry. It's the same thing. It's like a football team, an offense. When you've got stuff timed out. And you've got a feel, and you just know, you know where a receiver is going to be or something like that. Like, there's some of that in this officiating stuff. And when you put together these all-star crews, you get these shit games. You get these absolutely horribly officiated games. And I don't wonder whether they need to keep these crews together.
Yeah.
Now,
pick
I will
the best
say
crews.
That
don't pick
I will
the best
say
guys.
That the only justice, the only justice that I found last night is for all you Cincinnati fans, all you Saints fans that say, oh, well, I'm a Saints fan except for when they play Joe Burrow. When they play Joe Burrow, I'm a Bengals fan. Yeah. All you people out there that said that earlier this season, you got what you deserved.
That's right.
You went all in on Joe Burrow ahead of the Saints, but claimed you're still a Saints fan. You're not. You're a Bengals fan. But for all of you that did that,
you still have zero.
I felt amazing karmic relief
that
you still experienced the Saints playoff loss, essentially.
That's right. Yep. And you still have
got
zero
what
Super
you deserve.
Bowls to show for it.
Yep.
Thomas, give us a donation update.
Okay, so lots of generosity came along. King Deezy has overtaken Budrich for the MVP.
Thank you,
he
King
gave
Deezy.
10 T1 gift subs and also donated 1,000 bits. Also, Tiger Saint, lots of love with lots of bits in the meantime.
Thank you, Tiger Saint. And remember, you can sub for free every month if you have Amazon Prime, not just once. You just do it every month. When you come in for the live stream, it'll remind you and say, hey, you're coming up. And just Thomas Heffin's instructions if you haven't ever done it. If you have Amazon Prime and you're listening to the audio-only version, it's a great way to support the show, and it doesn't cost you anything. Just sign up at Twitch. Thomas gives you instructions. Boom. It's a way to support the show. Thomas, Kevin isn't here, but he's here in spirit. He's got the hot take intro for us, right?
Yes, sir.
It's time for this week's hottest take of the week, sponsored by JLD Hot Sauce and Knives. Listen, listen. If you want award-winning hot sauces like Buccellocchio or Reaper Madness Special Reserve, go to www.jldsharpsauce.com, enter the promo code SaintsHappyHour, and get 10% off at checkout. They have incredible jellies like palm and pepper. They also have an incredible selection of handmade knives for cooking, hunting, and your outdoor needs. Go check out the zombie-killing quartering cleaver and tell me that it's not the best damn quartering cleaver you ever used in your entire life. You would be lying, and that's perjury in a court of law. Jerry Embler, hello Jerry, is a tremendous supporter of Saints Happy Hour, and you need to support the people that support this award-winning podcast. Go to www.jldsharpsauce.com, promo code Saints Happy Hour, to get the best hot sauces and knives at the best prices anywhere. Again. Hi, Norm. Go to www.jldsharpsauce.com. Use promo code SaintsHappyHour and get 10% off at checkout. www.jldsharpsauce.com. Promo code SaintsHappyHour.
Two things. One, where are the rest of our plaques for best podcast?
That's right.
Oh, right. Yeah. I need to follow up with those guys.
Look into that.
It's where the Ben Mintz open is. The black hole.
Yeah. When we get the Ben Mintz open, maybe I'll.
They're all in the same. They're on the same supply closet.
And yeah. second of all, I feel like we've got enough. Sean Orleans, Kevin Held, audio in the can. We don't even really need him on the podcast anymore. Right. We could just we'll just play the clips. Even when he's dead, we could still
maybe our off season podcast. Our bracket should be
like Sean a small baby.
Sean Orleans ex girlfriends.
We need to have this summer. The summer project will be to have Kevin. He can record his voice like Steve. He can bank his voice like Steve Gleason did before he lost it. We can bank Kevin's voice. And he can just he can say all these different phrases and sounds or whatever, Kevin, and then we don't even need him. Yeah, and then we can just have AI.
We can do back to back shows. We could do one show with Kevin actually here, and one show where Thomas runs the Kevin bot, and then we can have people vote on which one was the real Kevin.
Or we can go real meta. We can have Kevin operate the Kevin bot. It's not Kevin talking. It's just his voice that's talking.
My hot take of the week should have been, I miss Kevin. But here's my hot take of the week. And this really ticks me off. I saw on Pro Football Talk and other people like Albert Breer. They're like, this might have been the last year of championship games at the home team stadium with the number one seed. The NFL really wants to go to neutral site championship games to make more money, to bid it out to cities. And that would be freaking terrible. The home game for the NFC-AFC championship, not only if it's neutral site, do you kind of ruin home field and having the number one seed, then you get a bye, but you get one home game. That's kind of lame. And I think teams wouldn't want it as much.
Probably going to 8 playoff teams anyway.
I've never heard of it.
But here's the
first time I'm hearing of this.
Because they were going to do it if Buffalo had beaten Cincinnati.
The owners would. I get that because of what they're not playing the game. But obviously, this planted some kind of seed in their head.
Yeah.
That they want to do this on a regular basis, but why? Like, what owner would agree to lose?
That's what I'm saying. But well, here's the thing: it would be money. It would be more money for the NFL, right? And like, only you know, owners care. But like,
I would
how
assume
often are you going to host the championship game? You know,
I like would assume that money. I would assume that owners get more money directly from a home game and all of the, like, I'm thinking about like AT&T Stadium. Like,
you
get the money. Jerry's got the Texas Live across the way. He's getting the pregame.
You get 60-40 game split. But if cities would bid like a bowl game, you might get more. But it sucks,
right,
Dave,
off the top,
because here's the thing, hosting an NFC championship game for the Saints, like,
walking around the day before on that Saturday before I fell violently ill. But like it's amazing. And it's to me, it's special. And I just think the NFL, they would regret it. And I think neutral site championship games are terrible idea.
They're not going to regret anything that gives them more money.
No, they won't.
Well, they should.
The NFL floated this idea. Like
they did.
Where? How?
Just think about a home game NFC championship. The only revenue you're getting is from the fans that might occupy 10,000 of the 70,000 seats, right? And they're all going to get hotel rooms. But like, if you go to a neutral site that sells out. All 70,000 or whatever, 100,000, whatever the stadium holds, everyone is going to be traveling. So think about the revenue you get from hotels, the revenue you get from everything, just like the tourism that city cities would bring in from the game.
Cities would bid hand over fist for it.
Right, but you have, but like, what if you're a team like Green Bay? Like, you want that game in your town, your small little freaking town. Yes. Those games are huge boosts.
I see what you're saying.
No doubt.
It would take you'd need to get 24 owners to vote for it. You're saying it would be
get a profit sharing system. I mean, the NFL is a profit sharing system.
I think small market teams would rather have it be in their stadiums, and large market teams would be with putting it. I don't know, but like, no, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. This is crazy. Stop talking. Like, if your fucking franchise earned the right to host an NFC championship game, you should be hosting the fucking NFC championship game. Fuck this shit. Neutral.
We all agree with that.
We all agree with that. I'm just saying, I think the NFL is going to go for the money.
I'm trying to just put my New York Italian go fuck yourself attitude to the shit, because this is fucking ridiculous. This is fucking even the fact that this was fucking brought up chaps my ass. That's
man, I didn't think ridiculous. I thought this hot take was weak.
No,
I gave it to Thomas like this morning.
This is absurd.
And it got Dave fired up.
This is fucking absurd. And there's no way that New Orleans is one of those quote unquote small market teams like Green Bay I mentioned earlier that I would think would not be okay with something like this.
They better figure out security in New Orleans, because I feel like I've heard about all the parking outside the stadium windows getting bashed in. And
I mean, aside from like the fact that like teams play to have home field advantage.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, this is ridiculous.
Ooh, we got the number one seed. We get a bye.
Yeah, we get
one playoff game. Whoop-de-doo.
Yeah, and then we get to play in LA among half.
Yeah, and I gotta wait for a lottery to see if I get tickets.
Fuck. Yeah, whoop-de-doo. Yeah. Oh, and then it'll be all corporate, and they'll be like, oh, the Saints, they get to go to the NFC Championship game in Seattle. And you could be one of the 8,000 season ticket holders to get a ticket. I hope you win. Wah, wah. Oh, get out of here with that.
God,
but
terrible idea.
Thomas, my voice is fading. Get us to take it to the top. I need finger guns.
Well, you guys are doing finger guns.
I'm just doing finger guns.
Go straight to the questions. You already did the finger guns.
It's really lame without the music.
I'm sitting here looking at these two guys do the finger guns.
And you're like, where's the music? Where is it?
Well,
where did it go?
I'm worried that there's something wrong on my end because I don't hear the music.
The dongle's not working.
It's Costas' fault, man.
I thought I went deaf.
The dongle's not working.
Oh, my God.
That's the second time we're playing it. You didn't hear it the first time, Dave?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right.
All right, Thomas, what you got for us?
Jeez. Okay, tons of questions. Saints Rabbit asked five himself, I think.
Well, you don't have to take them all.
First question from LD. And he asks, what's the one restricted free agent or free agent we must keep this offseason?
Sean Payton.
Oh my God. Stop.
Just kidding.
Stop. Caden Ellis.
Just kidding.
And Sean Payton.
Yeah.
Marcus Tufas, man. Come on.
Yeah, I like Caden Ellis. He's young, right? He's a restricted.
Yeah, he's young and he's gonna get paid.
But he's a restricted free agent. Oh,
he's a free agent. He's the UDFA. Yeah. You unrestricted.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like Caden Ellis is good. That's a good answer.
Next question.
Okay, we are going rapid fire, I guess. Next question from Saints Rabbit. He asks.
12 inches.
Not true. In light
put
of...
your dongle back in your pants.
In light of the Albright war criminal claims, which one of you would be most likely to commit a war crime, and what would it be?
I feel like Kevin.
Kevin, like a legit.
Kevin would be in Northern Ireland with a car bomb. You know.
I mean.
I don't know. I'm trying to think.
I mean, I would commit a war crime. I just don't know if I'm capable of it with my physical limitations. Like, I would gladly do it.
Yeah, the problem is Ralph wouldn't be admitted.
I would fail at the war crime.
Ralph would order the waterboarding, but he wouldn't execute it.
Well, no, yeah. The problem is that Ralph wouldn't be allowed to join any of the armed services. He wouldn't qualify.
That's right. I wouldn't be able.
They're not called the disarmed services.
Yeah, too bad there's not a one-armed service.
Yeah, it's not called the one-armed service. That's right.
That's right.
Sorry, we didn't want to make you laugh too hard and upset your bronchitis.
Too late for that.
Next question.
Yeah, Ralph is a bronchitis long hauler.
Nice. Final question from Badrich. If
I
we
made Saints Rabbit had a bunch of questions.
No, we did.
if we made a Madden generated player named Trey Down, what position would he play?
Corner, maybe?
Next question.
He would play running back. I hit the wrong soundbite. I'm sorry.
What about tight end? I could use a Troutman replacement.
I
was going to say quarterback because like that's who.
No, like, it would be like the position the Saints pick the most.
I'm not a big fish guy.
Like Trey Downs would be the positions. What position do they pick the most? Maybe
defensive end. Line.
He would definitely be from Ohio State.
Line
no back. Doubt about that.
Yeah, he's from Ohio. Yeah,
he correct. Would play for Ohio State.
Edge Ohio State.
Linebacker Ohio State.
Guard.
He played linebacker at Ohio State, but the Saints are converting him to defensive end.
Right. Yeah. Do we have any? Yeah, he played cornerback.
That's the answer.
They're converting him to safety. Did we get any? Oh, shit. What the hell was I just about to say?
Always send us questions. Me and Andrew are going to do
it. We didn't get any Tulane specific questions.
We're going to do an extra mailbag podcast this week, me and Andrew. My voice is falling apart. Bronchitis is still here, kids. Can't go an hour 40 like normal until Ralph's bronchitis heals up.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, there you go. Right, good job. I'll fill in the space. Yeah. Ralph was about to just puke into the microphone, but thankfully he had the foresight to spare us all, especially you, listener, with the ear pods in your ear, because you were about to fucking get it. You have no idea. If you need to be. This is why you need to. This is why you need to watch the live stream, because
Ralph is legitimately dying right now. I think he may have coughed up.
I told you, sons of bitches, I said I had an hour and 15 minutes in me, and I wasn't lying. I said we had to get out by like 10:20, and we're barely going to get there.
Ralph saved your eardrum by putting his microphone on mute at the last second because he was about to just fucking hack
explode.
Up the biggest. There might have been blood that might have come out with that.
Call 911 for Ralph.
I don't deserve this. This podcast has been nothing. The music barely even stopped, and Andrew's just throwing me under the bus, telling people that I'm stealing content, which is true. I don't appreciate it. It's
the thing that I forgot too. That I just recently forgot. I think it was supposed to be an insult at you too.
Ralph's new nickname is Wheezy from Toy Story 2.
I need the Thomas. You need to get the meme of "Ain't nobody got time for that." The bronchitis meme, and I. No, I've totally
end the show, for God's sake.
Wait,
do we have more questions?
We It's too late. I totally screwed up the show. I had Thomas cut a clip and I forgot to play it. I apologize, Thomas. We'll save that for next week if Sean Payton doesn't get a job. We'll just keep it in the holster.
Roger that.
But guys, thanks for joining us. Support the show. We have a lot of people signing up.
Yeah.
Do the MVP, Thomas.
As always. So the MVP for second
week
in a row.
Like, I want Rob to wear a mask, even though he's in Houston. I just feel like the fucking germs are gonna go through the fucking screen and get to me. Like, Ralph, next week, please put on a fucking mask. Sorry,
N95, not one of those flimsy, you know, cloth things.
Sorry.
All right, go ahead, Thomas.
The radiation mask. Okay, so the MVP for second week in a row is KingDZ985 with 6,500 bits. Also, thanks to Tiger Saint and Budrich for fighting for the MVP status during the show.
End the show, you assholes. Just wrap it up. God damn it.
Jesus Christ.
Can't stop coughing. Is he dying?
I don't know.
Is he dying?
I don't know. This is not going to age well if Ralph Wake doesn't wake up tomorrow morning.
Can we get him an oxygen mask? Like, Sally, are you back there? Can you save him?
This is not going to work out.
He needs, like, mouth to mouth.
I mean, do we have AED? I just watched the Real Sports thing. Everybody needs an AED device after DeMar Hamlin.
Whatever. Listen, support the show so I can pay my medical bills. Yeah. All right.
Kevin, you've got Malbro 19.
This podcast wins awards. I win awards. I was fourth in the AP column of the year or some shit. So anyway, support the show.
Tomorrow's Malbro 19.
That wins awards. Thanks for being here. Until God damn it! Until next week. Until the ball is closed. Screw all you people. I hate every single one of you people. See you next week.